The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Deportation orders issued so far this year have increased threefold when compared to 2024 as the state proceeds with a hardening of its immigration policy. However, despite issuing just over 1,000 deportation orders this year, just 44% of those issued with orders actually left the state. Now, to look at the story in more detail, we're joined by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Harry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Now, we watched last year when we had the scandal of tents on the canals and around the immigration centre, and the government proceeded to act to clear the streets, but also to change the protocols, I suppose, that they were employing on illegal migration. So what is this? These stats, just a couple of bare stats, I suppose. What are they telling us?
Well, essentially, there are two sets of data that we published this morning in the Irish Times. The first one relates to deportation orders from the states that have been issued. And as you said in your intro, Pat, there's been a threefold increase, slightly over 1,000 in the first 3 months of 2025, compared to just slightly over 300 in the comparable period in 2024. As you said, there is a discernible gap between the issuance of the orders and people actually leaving the country. So some 400 of those 1,000 have left, which is 40%. It's always a difficult thing to do because once a deportation order is issued, sometimes people kind of go underground, mm-hmm. or they disappear, or the authorities lose touch with them. So it's never going to be an exact science. But what can be said about that is that that 400 figure is actually a much more improved figure on figures that we've seen in the past, where the authorities were not really able to say where those who had been subject to deportation orders had gone. So they have essentially improved their data collection and probably the enforcement of such orders. But it's by no means a finished project, and there are still big gaps to be filled. But I think a salient thing in that is that there has been a definitive get tough message since Jim O'Callaghan became Minister for Justice. We have seen, for example, the first specific charter flights sending people back to their country of origin. That happened in February. There was a charter flight to Tbilisi in Georgia from Dublin. There were 32 people who had no entitlement to be in the state on that flight. They'd refused to go. They essentially had to be coerced. The flight was a costly item, Pat. It cost over 100,000 euro, which is about 3,000 euro per passenger. But Jim O'Callaghan has said that he's determined to use that particular method in extremis. And he said he will have no compunction in future, but to use it again, if necessary, as a kind of a deterrence.
Yeah, but also signal. Harry, I mean, I don't have numbers in front of me that could justify the contention, but I think it's probably real that the cost of keeping someone here is probably greater than 3,000 a year. So, you know, maybe it makes economic sense as well as, you know, fairness sense to do that.
Yeah, it is if they are in state-provided accommodation, if they are receiving social welfare or other welfare entitlements. Of course, that is true. But there are many others who disappear essentially and who become undocumented or illegal, and they are still working in the system, but they are obviously working without paying taxes or without being registered. That does happen too, and their cost to the state would be considerably less.
Now,
the
other side of the numbers, immigration, those seeking international protection are down. So if what we're doing is a deterrent, it would suggest that many of those seeking international protection are just chancing their arm. Because if suddenly it's not a hospitable place to arrive, well, we're not going there.
Yeah, I think that there has been a definite hardening of stance in relation to that over the past year. We've seen a number of policy instruments and legislative instruments introduced by successive governments over the past year in an effort to curb the numbers. So essentially, if you go back to 2021, the numbers of those coming in seeking international protection were very low. It was just slightly under 3,000 in 2021. And then there was a huge surge in 2022, which unfortunately coincided with the war in Ukraine. And the numbers went up to 13,000 in 2022. There were 13,000 again in 2023. And then for a while last year, it looked like we could have 25,000 people coming in because the numbers in the early months of 2024 were really, really high. In the end, there was 18,000, which was the highest number historically. But when the government began to sense that the numbers were going to be very high, they began to take responsive action. And one of the first things they did was they expanded the origin of safe country concept. And that is that a person whose country of origin is deemed to be safe, they're put through an expedited or accelerated process where the application of first instance is dealt with in 3 months. And that does seem to have had an effect. During the course of 2024, they expanded that. And the two countries with the highest number of applicants were also, those applicants were also subject to that accelerated process. And it did see a very sizable decrease in the number of applicants from those countries. For example, Jordan, which was registering about 500 applicants a month until September of 2024. They were included in the fast track process, and the numbers, the monthly numbers fell from 500 to 34. The numbers of those from Georgia is still relatively high, but nothing compared to what it was when it wasn't subject to the accelerated process. And the same for people from Nigeria. Nigeria still is the highest number of applicants, but the numbers coming in March of this year are only a third of those that came in March 2024, 500 compared to less than 500 compared to 1,500 last year.
Now, the question of what the government is doing and what the authorities are doing, twice recently getting off a plane in Dublin Airport, I've been told there will be a Garda immediately at the steps of the plane or as you exit at the whatever ramp you're coming off. And this is long before you get to immigration. And you have to show your passport to that Garda, literally on the steps of the plane. So the idea there is if you've got people who are being trafficked and the trafficker then takes passports, whatever documents they use to get on the plane, the trafficker takes them and then recycles them to use them again. The Garda have started to interrogate people, as I say, literally as they get off the plane. So that must have had some sort of a chilling effect, at least on the traffickers, not necessarily on the unknowing victims of those traffickers.
Yeah, and that's really to address the situation where people were arriving in Ireland without any documentation, that when they departed an airport somewhere else, they had documentation, but by the time they arrived in Dublin, they had no documentation. This is one of the measures that's been taken to respond to that, and there has been a considerable uptick in activity in relation to that. Colin Brophy, who's the Minister of State for Migration, told my colleague Cormac McQuinn that in the month of January alone, 458 of those so-called doorstep operations were held. It's Gordy, as you say, at the foot of planes, ensuring those who have no documentation or no entitlement are not allowed to remain here. So that's another of those kind of deterrence type of instruments that's been used to try to keep the numbers as low as possible. I think on the legislative front as well, Jim O'Callaghan is going to reform the main legislation from 2015. There's going to be a new Immigration Act. He promises it will be the biggest reform of the asylum system in the history of the state. The new International Protection Act will essentially include all of the elements of the European Union Migration and Asylum Pact, which is due to be implemented in 2026. And that will essentially, you know, I mean, its critics have called it as kind of Fortress Europe, and it's a way it will be kind of putting a coach and horses to people's human rights and what have you. But Ireland has fully embraced it and is going to adopt that into the legislation. That would be the effective asylum system that we have in Ireland from 2026 on. He's also said, interestingly, that he intends to bring down the times for the accelerated process. So you have a right to appeal. So if even if your application is dealt with within 3 months, you have a right to appeal. And at present, if you're on that fast track process, I think it takes about 15 months at the moment. But Jim O'Callaghan has said he's going to put enough resources into the International Protection Office to allow the application, the decision of first instance and the appeal all to take place within a period of 3 months, which is quite ambitious. Now, there are critics of that. They say that, you know, that applicants will be denied legal representation, will be denied their human rights, that the main political parties, and Sinn Féin has also considerably hardened its policies in relation to immigration as well, that they're pandering to kind of populist sentiment.
Yeah. Well, they're also looking at what's happening in Europe and the rise of the far right, AfD being the poll toppers now in Germany. So, as you report in your paper this morning. So that's what is driving this political change, I would suggest.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a kind of a process of triangulation, you know, that they're essentially trying to cut the far right parties off of the past by adopting some elements of their policies without going for the more extreme ones. And we've seen that with other parties throughout Europe, even the left party in Denmark, which has adopted very strong policies in relation to immigration. Okay. But nonetheless, you know, there are people who have come from countries who have come from desperate situations, who are arriving here looking for asylum. And, you know, there is they do have rights, and it should be a kind of a rules-based system, and they do have rights, and their rights shouldn't be trampled on as the country responds to growing numbers of immigrants coming in.
We leave it there. Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.